Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving. With 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store or kohls.com for details.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel, one life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Invincible. Oh, yeah. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
Sports Talk Station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. The Blackhawks will be in Nashville tonight facing the Predators just one day after reaching an agreement on a two-year contract extension with forward Artemi Panarin. That deal lasts through the 2019 season and is reportedly worth $6 million per year. This is the third of five games between the Hawks and Preds this season. The team split the first two games. Looks like Brian Campbell will be a healthy scratch for this one. The Bears returned to practice yesterday to begin prepping for Sunday's final game of the year against Minnesota. Yesterday, head coach John Fox spoke to the media and addressed the team's 3-12 record.
We kind of got what we have. We've had some injuries, no doubt, really in all three phases of the game. And I think that's a big reason why we're sitting here at 3-12.
The team returned to practice today at Hallis Hall. Yesterday, Deion Bush, Leonard Floyd, Tracy Porter, Pernell McPhee, and Willie Young were all sidelined with injuries. The Bulls got a last-second win over the Nets last night at home. That victory put them back at 500 on the season. Bulls now head to Indiana to take on the Pacers tomorrow afternoon. This morning, the team waived R.J. Hunter. And Northwestern got a big win in the Pinstripe Bowl yesterday, beating Pitt 31-24. Head coach Pat Fitzgerald said his team had a little extra motivation for yesterday's win.
I'd like to give an extra special shout out to Danny Cannell and the ESPN crew that told us we'd just be happy to be here and that our motivation would be low. And they had, I think, 40 out of 40 confidence points. That was a video I showed the guys when we showed up here in New York. I think it put things in perspective for where we're at, and our video crew put that together. And that's the last thing we saw video-wise today. So I greatly appreciate the external motivation. Cannot thank that group of three men enough. I'm proud to blow up their bowl season predictions.
Three more bowl games on tap for today. One correction. I said earlier that Michigan plays today. They actually play tomorrow, and I apparently can't read a calendar. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai holiday sales event is going on now. And with the winter weather in today's forecast, poor driving conditions aren't something you'll have to look forward to. You can pick up a fresh set of wiper blades from AutoZone for maximum visibility. They'll help you see better and drive safer. So stop in today. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
Thank you, Julie. Julie DeCaro had our updates today. Thank you to our guests as well along the way today. Rich Campbell from the Tribune joined us. Matt Bowen painted the pretty picture of what playing in Week 17 when in football is irrelevant.
It's depressing.
Is like for an NFL player. And
it's got to hurt more than the other weeks.
Oh,
doesn't it?
Every little hit.
Yeah, just like, ow.
You know, God, take this
stop.
Into the offseason with me.
Quit it. Ow.
And now it's time for our daily transition segment with none other than Dan Bernstein, who has 5 hours by himself today.
Yeah. Well, no, it's up by myself.
Well, it is. You're in here alone.
No, I'm with the Score listener. And,
no, but
and
you're still sitting here in your lonesome.
That's okay. I'd be sitting at home, you know, staring
kids
at the screen.
Kids wouldn't have been paying attention to you. Right. Your wife wouldn't be paying attention to you.
I can sit at home and stare at a screen and click on a keyboard and a mouse, or I can sit here and actually be talking to somebody who at least ostensibly is listening to me. So this works out better because I could just be talking at home and nobody's listening to me.
So we've been...
You feel lonely either way.
Oh, either way, no, I feel way less lonely here. I only difference I have pants on.
Like, hey, I made you people, and you just have totally ignored me.
I am dead serious. The only difference is I have pants on.
That's the difference?
Because I can be talking here, like, you know, muttering about
sports.
You don't
sit pantsless at home, though. You sit in, like, basketball shorts. You sit
well,
in...
No, if I got...
You
if,
don't
if
sit
nobody,
in just your whitey-tighties that I'm sure you're...
No, just
the... Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs, yeah. Whichever it is.
If I... Because I'm too lazy, so you wake up, I don't want to have to... It's same pants.
I'm like cut off t-shirt, boxer briefs
yeah,
around the house.
Yeah, but you live part of your life. You at least live in your on oh, your
but,
own.
But
like
even
in front of your kids, in front of your wife, you're all the time.
My 15-year-old, it's like Axel from the middle. The kid never has any clothes on except his boxers. And he's got that new underarm hair.
Right, and he's got Axe body spray.
Oh,
he
can't wait
probably
to show
just
it off.
Covered.
I remember when I got like the first two or three strings of it.
He's pretty
like,
skinny, so he works out. He's defined, so you know now he's kind of like feeling himself a little bit.
Sure.
So now it's even more of the kid never has clothes on, never. It's, and now the little one, the 8-year-old, is like, I don't want to sleep with pants on either.
Okay.
Like, what's going on here?
Sleeping without pants on is one thing.
White Sox prospect Michael Kopech.
Yeah, exactly.
Picture he takes.
Right.
Like, here's my massive muscles, and here's my girlfriend with a large butt.
Yeah,
this is what's coming.
I cannot lie. The difference is that here I'm talking about actual sports, where at home I'll hear him come up the stairs, boop, 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 boop. He's like, he's playing NBA 2K17 in like GM season mode.
Oh, and he probably wants to break down.
I rebuilt the Nets and we won the championship. So I said, all right, start from scratch, rebuild the Kings and win a championship. And then I get to work. And then my text starts. It's screen grabs of NBA Finals champion Sacramento Kings.
I like it.
And I say, all right.
Boogie Cousins,
and,
2021 NBA MVP.
But like, don't you ever play any games? Like, it's way more fun to go through. It starts like the draft and free agency.
And then you simulate
going
all
overseas
games.
And finding undrafted free agents. And that's the new game, is actually doing all GM stuff and fitting guys under the cap. And like, how is that fun? Like, that sounds like work.
Has he hired his best friend who extorted money from the organization?
don't give me any ideas.
Has he done that yet? Have we got to that part of the story yet?
Finding his career survivors to run his front office and be a 7 seed the entire time along the way.
Has he fired the coach and then wrote a scandalous statement about him out the door?
On Christmas Day?
Yeah.
We did that discussion today as well. I don't know how it started. We talked about the Bulls game from last night. We got into all the front office people
that drive you crazy in the city.
I love the fact that you need a heroic buzzer beater to beat the Nets at home.
First, you had to hit one with 27 seconds left.
Had to get there in the first place. Yeah.
I was just talking to Cody Westerlund about it. Have you seen a team less aware of the concept of a 2-for-1 than the Bulls?
Oh, 2-for-1. You feel it. Shoot it.
Cody said he was right near Hoiberg, and that Hoiberg had to basically grab somebody physically to explain, there's 35 seconds left. Shoot it so we get it back.
Right.
What? Huh? And at 26, Jimmy shoots at the end of the third. And then finally, they kind of figure it out in the end game, but only because Hoiberg again had to be like, 2-for-1, get it up the floor, dumbass.
Oh, our little team.
Yeah, but they're back to 500 now, which puts you right in the middle of the Eastern Conference in terms of playoffs. They might be hosting a series.
The moment of the game, though, the Lopez on Lopez violence.
Oh, my God.
That was sick.
Do you think they, like, talk about that? Like, bro, you did me wrong.
You did me dirty on that. I mean,
mom calls and, come on.
One's not showing up to Thanksgiving dinner.
Really? Come on. Come on. Let's spread out back there. It's like when you're fighting in the backseat of the car, my dad would like be flailing away with his arm,
give me a head. Right, whatever head comes close, I'm going to get.
Whatever body part is in the way of this, because
you weren't seatbelted back then. There are no seatbelts.
That's what caused the problem. We're lying down. We're trying to share the back bench of the Caprice Classic. And it would.
What year, Caprice Classic?
76. Eight?
I had a 76. It was one of the biggest cars ever made.
Oh, one of the great stories, too. This was, I forgot the name of the old Chevy place in downtown Highland Park. He's all excited. New car day. Okay, kids, we're going to go pick up the new car. Get a brand new Chevy. You're going to see this. Got this shiny new car. And it's in a forest green. Like, okay, a forest green car. All right, he's all excited.
So this was a new one.
Brand new.
I bet I got your old car because my dad went and bought one for $500 in like 88.
We get there. What was, I forgot that. Literally in downtown, right up the hill in Highland Park, there was a, not far from the water tower thing, there was a big old Chevy dealer. And he's all excited. And the old salesman comes out. Hey, good to see you. Very excited. Okay, big day. Let's pull it around. And they bring it around. And it's like lime green. It looks like a jello mold, right?
And like the Seahawks uniform?
Yes. And my dad's like, that's the wrong color. That's the wrong color. That's not the
wrong
color.
Green.
That's not
somebody the color hit the wrong button.
The salesman's all excited. Okay, Mr. Bernstein, here's your car ready. And I'm waiting to see. And, you know, this is like, is he going to be mad? What's he going to do? And in classic fashion, he pulls the salesman aside. He said, why don't we walk into your office? And I don't know exactly what happened.
Not in front of the kids.
I just saw a very nervous salesman just like turn just white as a ghost because they started looking at paperwork and he turns ashen. It looked like Ted Phillips on the day Dave McGinnis walked out. That's the closest thing I've ever seen. That and the guy's just like shaking and he clearly goes back in the manager's office and the whole thing. And next thing I knew, we drove off into the lime green brand new Caprice, and that was it. And to this day, I'm not quite sure what got negotiated, but I imagine something.
So he kept it. He got some money off.
I imagine something.
Oh, no doubt.
He walked out with a free car by the time he's done.
I imagine something was taken care of then, but I wasn't exactly sure.
Because in 88, my older brother and I, we grew up in Bedford. Anyone that's familiar with Cleveland, the east side, you don't go to the west side. Well, my dad got promoted, county jobs, so our life kind of changed. We go to Strongsville, up-and-coming community. A lot of the Browns players move there. And at 16, all these kids would get
new
cars.
You're not moving into like Shaker Heights or Beechwood yet.
No. Right. That's east side money.
Okay.
We're on west side money now. A little different. Old money, new money. So
like Hawkins School and
all
that.
Yeah. No. Okay. We weren't there. So we go to my dad, you know. I got a buddy. He's got Kitch 1 on his license plates. We want our car. My dad's like, oh, okay. You guys want a car? He took $250 out of each of our bank accounts.
Oh, my.
$250.
You shared the car?
We shared the car. It was a 76 Caprice Classic, and it was originally a green that was bondoed over. So it was like three or four different color greens, and it looked like a big camouflage tank.
Had a V8 in it, too, right?
Oh, yeah. And I remember the first time I was driving in the snow, this dude comes and hits me. You know, everyone
sucks
stopping.
For him.
He comes and hits me, and his car pulls off to the side, and it's an organ. And I'm like, this dude messed up my car. I go back there. I look. I just brush his paint off the back. I'm like, this is Christine. This car repairs itself.
If it's playing music from 1958, then you're all set.
Yeah, that was my car. That was the first car my dad
decided
to get.
I think everybody has that story, though, with their old man taking them, either watching them buy the car or that whole process, how it goes. Because I'll never forget when my sister was looking for her first car that my parents were helping her out with. And my dad walking onto the lot, and he had negotiated something with one of the salesmen a couple days earlier, and we're going. He never day off. It's always, let me sleep on it. I'll go back in a day or two and make my final decision. So he'll never agree to it that day. Well, apparently, the first day that he went without us was told, well, if you leave this lot, then $500 automatically gets added on. That's company policy. So he leaves the lot. Okay, well, kiss my ass. I'm still leaving the lot. I'm not getting the car today.
Here's the response. You write a number on your business card, and you say, this is what I'm going to pay for the car, and if this is a deal, call me, and I'll be back tomorrow.
And, well, we came back, long story short, a day or two later, and the $500 had been added, and he said, all right, heard everything.
That's it. Mic drop.
That car was, we started from scratch looking for my sister's car, going forward from there. Just was not having a negotiation. There was no discussion to be had. We're out the door. We're in the car. We're going somewhere else.
That's dad talk.
I had a car salesman yell at me when I was a kid. This will surprise nobody. And it actually ended up being my first car, this old Buick Skylark. And I remember he's explaining the cruise control, because that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Because when cruise control, that's, you can take your foot off and it's just gonna, thing drives itself, right? So this was a post factory like add on. It's clear that the car didn't come with cruise control because it's like a wire going to a box.
He made it himself.
Seriously, it's glued onto the dashboard, and it was like hooked up after the fact, and my dad kind of asked, he's like, well, what's that? He goes, that's our newest cruise control. And he says, this is, he goes, well, my other one's actually there on the, right on the, whatever it is. And he says, well, no. He goes, this is better. And they're looking at it, and I say, excuse me. I said, why is this better?
What do you say? It just is?
Right. It's like, well, it's newer. It's just newer.
Because we just put it out this morning.
This is the way they did it now. And I kind of, after, like, Dad, I don't think it's better. And the guy gave me a look. He's like, get your kid out of here. And that, a couple White Sox bumper stickers later and many years later, that was...
So you did have the cruise control box that they added?
Broke. Yeah, it didn't work.
You knew that wasn't going to last. Doubt.
Driving that thing to Durham, North Carolina with no cruise control through the Smoky Mountains and everything. Yep.
Yeah, that got off the lot and that thing was apart, I'm sure. I mean, if it made it that far.
Thing they jimmied, that they put on there.
It probably never worked in the first place. It was just like some guys, glue this on there.
Make it look like it works.
Right, cruise control on the bottom of it.
Yeah. Oh, set. And now it's, now cars run themselves. They maintain themselves. They
I
tell
still
you
mess
they
up
do.
Cruise control all the time on the highway. It's hit a wrong button or whichever it is.
Don't break.
I always mess it up. I know you're not supposed to brake, but I always just hit it a time or two too much, and it's... I fight with it. I get mad at it.
Really?
I get frustrated.
I
just quit and say, screw it. I'll drive with my right foot
through
instead.
Through Wisconsin, back and forth.
It's a long-ass state. White. I don't know how you do that much. A long,
6 hours.
Boring state with, I mean, outside.
Leave at 5 in the morning, you're here by 11.
You travel way too much. You live
he's taking
like
a road trip to Indianapolis.
He lives like a player.
I know.
He lives in Minneapolis and works here, and he's got houses
got
all over.
Drives the entire Midwest.
Got my folks in Cleveland. They're like, you're going to sleep here, aren't you? I'm like,
I don't see if we
squeeze
in time.
Do we have the noise thing under control?
Old-fashioned rambling man. You're like James Jordan.
Find me dead in a car. Gambler gone wrong.
Well, Joe's been missing 5 days.
Maybe if his kid put more clothes on, they would have had this problem.
No, the best thing was they didn't report him missing until like 5 days later.
So where'd he go?
Well, probably had to drive to Wisconsin.
For a few days.
Sometimes he just goes.
Was covering the Bulls in Cleveland. That's why no one had heard from him.
Yeah, we thought he was there.
So what's happening today, Bernsey? Anything going on?
Yeah,
I don't see your magical board. It's completely empty.
I've got it in front of me here, written on my manila folder. And, your buddy Casey Johnson is going to join us at 2:40. I've got Greg Gabriel, Dan Pompey, Brian Billick. We're going to preview the Winter Classic with the Blackhawks and the St. Louis Blues with Brian Lawton.
Totally forgot that was going on.
And,
not kidding at all.
Dan Wiederer is going to join us later. I've got some information on, I don't know if you saw the Pro Football Weekly report regarding Brian Kelly.
Right.
Oh, well, yeah.
No kidding. Nobody wants you.
And this is not new. That I have confirmed that his agents have been calling around for years that this isn't really
But as soon as they lost the championship, he was calling Philadelphia. He was calling a couple other.
So we'll talk about that. I've got some thoughts about what Northwestern accomplished yesterday. And even though it's a minor bowl, there are some marketing ramifications of everything that went on yesterday. There's a lot of positives there for
That's
Northwestern.
A Pitt team that beat one of the two or three best teams in the country this year.
And you're in New York. And like you said, they were able to, let's say, lever some coverage from a lot of people that have a vested interest, perhaps, and they know who their friends are in the sports media, and they are legion, and they did a brilliant job of making a something out of a nothing that might end up helping.
You saw yesterday all the alums on either Twitter or on Instagram, Rachel Nichols, there were a couple others. Oh, not in New York, but watching from afar, and there they are in the gear that Northwestern sent them, and they're either their jersey or pinstripe bowl T-shirt.
They're good. They're good. They know what they're doing. And we've got giveaways. We'll give away some Jets pizza. And we have two opportunities for a winner and a guest to attend Terry Borz's last broadcast, the farewell party here in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage.
Nice.
So, it's a construction zone over there right now.
Have you been over there? The kitchen?
I haven't seen
Mitch
it.
Took me in. It's unbelievable what that's going to be.
Every time I walk by the door, the little construction zone door is shut. And I'm scared to go in. It looks like a war zone.
You got to get somebody, like an authorized person, to take you in there. I want to live in there. I want to just have like a sleeping bag in that show kitchen.
Right
based on your relationship with your family, it sounded like. I'm sure it'll be okay with that.
They've got an area for judges, for cooking contests. There's an actual like judges table.
Wow.
There's cameras.
Next
and
Top Chef's going to be filmed
audio.
Right
you
here.
Can. No, I'm dead serious. It'll be rented out by whether it's the Food Network or anybody doing it. It is going to be an absolute state-of-the-art TV show kitchen. It's incredible. And I'm going to take on Lynn Bramer, and I'm going to beat his ass in any competition you want to do.
Well, we'll be watching that on watch670thescore.com. Joe, been fun the last couple of days.
Hey, it's been great.
Enjoy
Thanks
your
for having
travel
me.
In the Midwest like the rambling man that you are.
The Cali Express will be going to Indianapolis on Friday. Trip to Indianapolis.
Leaving early.
That sounds wonderful.
Their kids are so excited.
What do you do in Indianapolis?
Downtown Indy. It has like
you
the
give
river
my
walk,
kids a hotel
walk.
Swimming pool.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You
got a Galaga machine and a
swimming
pool.
You got your 15-year-old can walk around clothless.
Some pop.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Now
give
you're
them
living.
Some pop because they don't get pop. It's just water.
Wait,
you give them
all?
Pop, it's something special. What's that?
At all they don't get pop at home?
Rarely.
Really?
My kid won't drink it.
Really? Well, your kid's a lot smarter than
No, he doesn't like anything fizzy. He won't. He never has. He won't drink a Coke. Won't drink a Sprite.
Because we had a thing like my mom would buy a case of pop for the week or whatever it was, and between my sister and I, you had that for the week, and when it was done, it was done. So if you drank it all by Wednesday, you weren't getting a reload by Sunday.
Drank whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. They said, buy more. We need more. I got like half a bag of mini Snickers after school. And I mean, as long as you ate your dinner,
they were fine.
They were fine.
Yeah.
We
used to only get candy. It'd be, you go get us, pick up whatever at the store that is need newspaper, whatever it is. And whatever change left, use that for candy. That's how we used to get candy.
Yeah, we used to have pop. We used to have, my mom smoked when she was pregnant.
Oh, my God. I grew up in a house full of smoke.
Then when you get cancer, things kind of change.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So we've changed some things with our household, the way it's run.
Yeah, but there's nothing inherited. Your thing was environmental, likely,
right? My thing was environmental, which would... Could have been dietary.
It's
so
called living in Cleveland.
Because it was my intestines, they thought maybe it was,
water,
usually the kind of cancer I had was due to pesticides and insecticides. So for a guy my age, they were asking, did you work on a farm, grow up on a farm, work on a golf course? And I didn't check any of those boxes. So that was the big mystery. So we just figured, you know what, we're going to change diet and go more organic and... that's just what we've done.
Do you remember what they were doing? There was that spate of glioblastoma showing up in 70s baseballers.
Yeah.
Dan Quisenberry and...
It was even a little bit later because Darren Dalton, I think it applied to...
Tug McGraw
was one of them. There was like a weird list of
Dick
early
Houser,
90s Phillies,
yeah.
If I remember
there,
right.
There were a bunch that were getting the same cancer and they thought it might have something to do with AstroTurf. And they never found anything,
any connection.
Anything. It was just a random grouping of the very same cancer in that particular.
What if it was from the Bondo from that car my dad got us?
Look.
Could have been.
Back then, who knows? And you know, look, the way things go, we're about to lose all the regulations again, and we'll have, you know, 30 years from now, there's going to be all kinds of brand new and no fancy doubt. Cancers for everybody.
No doubt. Next 5 hours, have fun by yourself and the listener, so we'll listen more alone. To you than your family does at home. Kyle, been fun. Travel right, safety.
Thanks, Indiana. Happy New Year to everybody.
Same to everyone else out
there.
Happy, I'll be back tomorrow with Jay Zawoski from 9 until 1. A little Polish defensive pairing right there for you. Getting you through middays tomorrow on The Score. Dan Bernstein coming up next. Thanks for listening to 670 The Score.
25 years of Terry Morse.
Bill Band.
Terry's final show on The Score.
Just tired of you, dumbass.
Thursday, January 5th, starting at 1. Do not miss this historic Score special.
Hello, fitness friend.
Live from our Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage, featuring a list of incredible special guests. Want to be there in person? You can win tickets to this private show. So keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to see Terry host his final show.
I can't trust anybody but me to do it.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PC store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope, 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung, and it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah, you're a tough man to bargain with.
Everyone gets a free Samsung Galaxy On 5 at Metro PCS. Switch today and get a free smartphone after instant rebate. Yes, a free Samsung Galaxy. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and network info.
On the first day of Christmas, Grossinger gave to me a huge offer for my family.
We need your trade, and we're willing to pay. During Grossinger Toyota North's year-end trade-in event, get top dollar in cash for cars in any condition. Lease a new 2017 Corolla L for just $131 a month. Save big with 0% financing for 72 months on every new Toyota. Or lease a new 2017 RAV4 LE for only $161 a month. Hurry in. The end of the year means Toyota-thon and our best savings on a new Toyota. This week only at Grossinger Toyota North in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerToyotaNorth.com. That's GrossingerToyotaNorth.com.
Auto number T70550, number T70299. You must qualify. 36-month lease is zero security deposit. Corolla 3281, RAV4 3311 due at signing. Plus tax, title, license, and 169.27 dock fee. $1,389 per thousand finance. Expires 1/2/17.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is.
Invincible. Oh, yeah.
Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
In
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in music history. This week in 2003, Michael Jackson had his first interview since news of the allegations of sexual abuse with a young boy broke. This week in 2006, Brandy was involved in a car crash that left one woman dead. And that same week in 2006, James Brown, the godfather of soul, died at the age of 73 after being diagnosed with severe pneumonia.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party.
From Major Mondays.
I'm pregnant.
To Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for.
Five funny women.
Hello.
Who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
25 years of Terry Bors on the score.
Giant Babushka.
It all comes down to this show. His last on the score. Thursday, January 5th, starting at 1.
I don't like anybody.
Do not miss this historic score special live from our Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage featuring an incredible list of special guests.
Tell me something, pal.
This once-in-a-lifetime show is not open to the public, but a limited amount of tickets will be given away for this intimate setting.
I'm mad! I'm angry!
So keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to see Terry host his final show.
I have opinions.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Old men don't need friends. We need better underpants.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is 1:30 and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Let's start with some hockey, and the Blackhawks back in action on the road tonight in Nashville. Corey Crawford will be in goal. The Hawks still leading the Western Conference, but their lead over second place Minnesota down to 1 point. Minnesota has won its last 11 games in a row. Meanwhile, Joel Quenneville today hinted that Brian Campbell could be a healthy scratch tonight. And remember, he's got a consecutive game streak of 423 games. The Bulls, they will be at Indiana tomorrow, riding a two-game win streak. They're back to the 500 mark. Earlier today, they waived guard R.J. Hunter. Dwayne Wade feeling better today following his migraine headache from yesterday. He is scheduled to play tomorrow and in the game over the weekend against Milwaukee. And Jimmy Butler's ankle okay too, scheduled to play tomorrow at Indiana. College football, they're in the first quarter. South Florida leading the Birmingham Bowl 15-0 over South Carolina. Meanwhile, former BYU coach Lavelle Edwards has passed away at the age of 86. 29 years at BYU, including a national championship in 1984. And in pro football, the Bears finishing up their practice today, prepping for Sunday's game at Minnesota. Leonard Floyd, Permel McPhee, Willie Young all not practicing. Alshon Jeffrey also did not practice today. Apparently, he is under the weather. The security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Radio, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn.
Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
When you're right. Old, you blow through underpants just, like you wouldn't believe. You're throwing out a pair a month.
I sit in my disgusting little apartment, watching basketball games, eating Chinese takeout.
walking around with no underwear because I'm too lazy to do a laundry.
Where you salute to the Viking funeral, you light it on fire. You know, but it's
the older you get, you lose control of stuff.
Hey,
where are you going, Dan? I gotta go clean up. Something happened.
Aisle six. Thank you for all that you've done, protecting my pants from my ass.
Dan Bernstein.
Yeah, nothing's changed. I don't know. I just gotten to learn, you know him better, him know me better, how he wants things done, etc. You know, there's. I don't know that I have a magical answer there. Vic does a tremendous job. I think, I think even with all that's happened to us, really, in both years, I think, we've shown steady improvement. You know, the personality thing, I can't delve into too much. You know, just I think, he's good in front of the room. You know, I think guys enjoy him. You know, places he's been, including here. So that's all I was
saying. Dan Bernstein on the score.
Well, Vic doesn't have a magical answer, and John doesn't want to delve into it too much, and I can understand why. Good afternoon. Dan Bernstein here with you. It's just us today until 6 o'clock. Got a full show, and it's full of stuff. KC Johnson, 2:40. Greg Gabriel at 3. Dan Pompey, 3:40. Brian Billick at 4. The NHL Network's Brian Lawton at 4:50. Dan Wiederer at 5. There's been some really good Bears stuff. Our guys, Dan Wiederer and Rich Campbell, going back and forth. And they're with Brad Biggs and Mike Mulligan. And it's just been can't-miss Bears stuff, even in this lost season. They've been unstinting in trying to add up all of these questions and concerns with everything that's going on with that team. We also have a $15 Jets pizza gift card to give away today. And we have opportunities for you and a guest, two of these, the chance to attend Terry Bors' farewell party last broadcast in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage on January 5th. You got to be listening between now and 6 o'clock if you want to win those things. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. You can text us. We actually did get a wayward sext already. It didn't take long that I got in here. It's from the 309, and it just says, if you beat me home, you better be naked. And I responded, okay. So I don't know who it's from, but it's fine. I'll get home, and I'll just wait for you, I guess. But it's always nice, always exciting to see. So the sext has come in. The text zone being brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles. Visit them today at grossinger.com. You text, we reply, message, and data rates may apply. You can find me on Twitter at Dan_Bernstein, and those are probably the best ways to reach the show between now and 6 o'clock. Our producers are Brett Lyons and Shane Reardon. So I promised you, I said that I would try to make some calls and figure out what's going on. So I spent some time trying to track some things down. And regarding all of the Fox and Fangio stuff, nothing has been decided yet. However, I've confirmed the following. This is the latest that I have from people I trust. And what was described to me as personal issues, personality issues. There is something going on there. And that's why you heard the line of questioning that for whatever reason, Fox and Fangio are not necessarily, I don't think either one believes it's a good fit. It still might work that there is going to be an effort to resolve things. And I don't know the status of that effort about when it started or if it is going to start, when it's all going to happen. But if the issues between the two can't be resolved, it's likely that Vic Fangio and the Bears would then part by some kind of mutual agreement. So everything that Mike Mulligan had is right on. Everything that has been discussed around the league that we have been hearing forever is right on. It's not necessarily over. It's not necessarily that he's going to get fired or figure out some way out of that deal, but it's possible. Because it's not the best working relationship for whatever reason, however you want to describe it. Now, the other thing, and what might be bigger news in some circles, was the Pro Football Weekly report, if you saw it, regarding Brian Kelly. And it's another thing where it's not really news to people who have been paying attention, but I'll read you what Pro Football Weekly wrote today. Notre Dame doesn't have a professional football team, even if some of its alumni believe they have the equivalent. But while social media churns and the Notre Dame alums debate whether or not Brian Kelly should keep his job as the school's head football coach, this is Pro Football Weekly, we're hearing Kelly is turning over every rock to find himself a job in the NFL. According to our sources, Kelly's representatives are on speed dial with every team in the league, trying to find one that might have interest in Kelly as their next head coach. But not only are there no takers, there apparently is no one even interested in listening. Many feel Kelly has never been a good fit in South Bend, and his 4-8 2016 campaign and a recent decision by the NCAA voiding all of his team's 2012 and 2013 victories has him doing everything he can to try to get out of town ahead of the posse, we're told. Sadly for Kelly, and possibly for Notre Dame too, no one in the NFL seems to want him. Well, this has been going on, and I had mentioned a couple of weeks ago that there has long been a very powerful group of trustees, boosters, alums, the usual suspects in these large collegiate sports cases who have been dissatisfied with Kelly. And primarily, it always comes down to wins and losses. But what happens is when you don't win enough games, it exacerbates the other tensions that have always been there about the way he carries himself in the hallways, his level of arrogance when dealing with supposed superiors and treatment of players. Also, the sideline demeanor has been an issue with some. We know that he and DeShone Kizer are, there really is no relationship there, and Kizer's just ready to go because he doesn't like the way that he was treated. But apparently, Kelly's agent has never stopped investigating opportunities. There's no question that he's kicking himself that he hadn't taken an NFL opportunity when it appeared more available to him 4 years ago. So this is the question. And maybe this question is more for Notre Dame people than it is for me, because I tell you what I know, but it's not like I've got any sort of vested interest in whether or not they're good. It doesn't matter to me. But this is red meat for recruiting opponents. And it has been. This has been used to try to tell recruits, hey, you know what, you don't know how long he's going to be there. He doesn't want to be there. And also connect the dots with some of the guys on his staff leaving. The people don't want to stick around. When they think a guy isn't interested, or they think a guy's got one foot out the door and doing his damnedest to get out of there, you wonder if Notre Dame doesn't want to try to get ahead of this and try to avoid what could be a toxic environment for doing their business. It's just very hard to keep doing what you're doing when this is out there. Good luck recruiting with this information still out there, multiple sources, multiple outlets saying, yeah, he's calling everybody and nobody's listening. And if you're recruiting against him, now you've got a hook here. You've got something. So I think Notre Dame's got a decision to make about how they want to proceed here. 312-644-6767. I'm Dan Bernstein. You are listening to The Score.
LawrenceHomes.com is presented by Knaus. This is it, the spectacular year-end certified pre-owned BMW event. Start your shopping. Knaus BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Looking for...
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the year your house gets decluttered.
This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel, one life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Invincible. Oh, yeah. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield.
Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
History. This week in 1961, the Beach Boys made their live debut using their new name. This week in 1968, Led Zeppelin arrived in the United States for the very first time before their debut North American tour. Australian band AC/DC made their live debut this week in 1973. This week in 1982, sets of commemorative stamps in memory of Bob Marley were issued in Jamaica.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Music. 1 year ago, 2015.
Number three.
Drake, Hotline Bling.
I know when that Hotline Bling.
Number two.
Justin Bieber, Sorry.
Down, it's too late to say sorry now.
Number one song this week, 1 year ago in 2015. Adele, Hello.
Hello from me.
Popular music. 22 years ago, 1994.
Number three.
Real McCoy, Another Night.
Another night, another dream, but
only. Number two.
Heidi Camos, Here Comes the Hot Stepper.
Here comes the hot stepper.
And the number one song this week, 22 years ago in 1994. Boys to Men on Bended Knee.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'll be back. Mike Birch had brought it up. I guess there was some discussion as to why I'm coming back early. I don't believe I'm coming back early because I'm getting fired. Jack and I always meet, at the end of the year. I want to do some exit interviews with our players because I haven't been able to do that because I stay on the West Coast for the whole week, and then we get into bowl practice. Well, obviously, we don't have bowl practice, and then they go into exams.
All right, well, it is really Jack Swarbrick's call when he's talking about Jack. That's Brian Kelly, the Notre Dame head coach. He's talking about athletic director Jack Swarbrick, but there are people above Jack Swarbrick who are trying to decide some of this stuff, and at the moment, no, it looks like they've reached sort of a tenuous kind of stagnation, which is really what it is. And that's where the sort of the word that properly defines the program over the last little while, too. But, man, when you've got a coach who's not interested in being there, and it's clear that he's not, that it does not help on the recruiting trail. So a texter believes that from the 847 says the Kelly story is out there in hopes an ND booster who wants Kelly gone pulls some strings to get him an NFL job. But no, it doesn't work that way. Because I know at least there is, I can't name names, but I know one individual longtime powerful Notre Dame booster who is also has a at or near a controlling interest in an NFL team that would have absolutely no interest in bringing Brian Kelly there. So I don't really think that's part of it. I just think he really hasn't hidden. And when you're calling every team, you can't hide it. When your agents are out there, eventually, you know, it's one thing if you have one back channel conversation with one team, but when you're out there talking to everybody, it's not going to work. You have to understand and you have to assume that that information is going to get out. And I saw the Bears beat people were talking to John Fox today, currently talking to Dowell Loggins, and I look forward to having Zach Zaidman join us in just a bit. I also want to ask him about his experience last night if we were trying to get that game on the air. We were just thinking, I don't know if you were listening last night when they couldn't hook up the DePaul broadcast and there was some issue with the engineering on site and they finally got it hooked up. And then I get in the car like, they're winning. And they were winning late. And I actually found the game. It's on FS1, and there's Raftery, and I watched them finish. I was so excited. But Zach now is back on the Bears beat. John Fox has said something strange, and I'm not sure he meant exactly what he said here. So we're going to need to kind of hear from Zach. He quotes, it says, Bears coach John Fox on the coaching staff, quote, it's not like I'm going to make changes. It's just the nature of the beast. And other reporters have quoted it word for word similarly, but it doesn't sound right to me. Because for a coach to say it's just the nature of the beast, usually when a team is 3-13, you assume that there are going to be changes to a coaching staff. It sounds like what he meant to say is it's not like I'm not going to make changes. It's just the nature of the beast. But this appears to be the proper quote. It's not like I'm going to make changes. So I don't know. We'll talk to Zach later, and I'm sure he'll actually play the sound for us. But there are changes on coaching staffs when teams are this bad. And no matter what ends up happening, he hasn't been the easiest guy to work with. That there was some thought when he was hired that this was just kind of an older, avuncular guy. But he's prickly. And it has been more difficult than some thought to try to get everything managed and try to get the Bears on a path where they're supposed to be. But I know we had a couple callers that couldn't hang on. But regarding the Notre Dame issue, something's got to give here, because when you are already at the point of it being public knowledge, and I don't know if there needs to be a denial right now, and this is really a question for, and it's not like Notre Dame's public relations staff has ever wanted to get out ahead of things or ever seemingly cared about some of this stuff, but it is the kind of situation where other schools would feel the need if this was their head coach and if they are trying to bolster him and continue to try to win a national championship with him bringing in class after class, that they would have to have some sort of statement saying, oh, this is absolutely not true. It is, I mean, they're lying about it, obviously, but it's made up out of whole cloth. It's his dream job. He loves being here. And you hope that that plugs the leak. But so far, nothing. And Pro Football Weekly isn't reporting anything that others haven't heard for a while. And like I say, my source says that his agents have never stopped, that he has been consistently trying to find opportunities and looking for the NFL's the easy jump. But I don't think a head coaching job. See, this is a test then of how badly he really wants to go, because what happens is NFL teams, and you're if you really have friends, you really have buddies around the league, they create a job for you where you can continue cashing a check. You can stay in football. You can have an office. You can have an expense account. And it's, you know, director of something, blah, blah, operations, or special assistant to the blah, or research. What was Randy Edsall? You know, we were just talking to FuTech yesterday. The UConn brings back Randy Edsall. I had no idea he had a job with the Detroit Lions as some kind of research director or something like that. It usually just means a buddy's throwing you a bone and you end up with a paycheck somewhere. He could probably do that. He could probably say, all right, I'm just going to leave and go into a bit of an NFL exit. Even Jim Tressel, right? Didn't the Colts give Jim Tressel some job where he got to sit in a press box somewhere on game day and do something? So you should be able to find that. But if you really are calling NFL teams and say, hey, would you like me to be your head coach? That's really desperate. And when that desperation starts to infect the rumor mill on the recruiting trail, you're doomed. That's the beginning of a death spiral. Mike in Beverly is on the score. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing today?
Okay.
Quick question. And what are your thoughts on Notre Dame going after John Gruden and just dumping Kelly?
Well, those are two different questions. Dumping Kelly could be its own issue, but if you're saying dumping him only to hire Gruden, or are you saying dump him to dump him, and then do you think would Gruden be interested? I don't think Gruden wants to be a college coach. I haven't heard. The only speculation with Gruden that I've heard has been to take over an NFL team. But which one of those are you saying? Are you saying that you want to get rid of Kelly, or you want to find a way to hire Gruden, or both?
I think it's more a combination of both, because I'm an alum, and I haven't been satisfied with that program for a long time. And I agree with some of your observations. He doesn't seem to be interested to stay there or have, the passion.
Well, the problem is his passion is usually directed in screaming at his quarterback, that he ends up, purple-faced on the sidelines, and you get all it's all the wrong kind of intensity that turns people off and rubs a lot of his bosses the wrong way. The answer is, I don't know about Gruden. That's the first I've even considered that, but I don't know if Gruden wants that life. A guy who currently is making $6 million, does he want to be back, driving rent-a-cars on back roads through the swamps, talking to kids and trying to convince them to come to Notre Dame? I don't know if that's the life that he wants, because he's got it pretty good right now. You can argue whether or not he wants the full stress of being responsible for NFL wins and losses, because right now when you do what he does, you're always 500 and everything's fine. You can coach everybody. You can open up your little quarterback camp and you can be coached to the world and not have to worry about what the scoreboard says. But I do know that there is a vocal, powerful group at Notre Dame that would be very, very happy one way or another to kind of just be done with Brian Kelly. So if you have a thought on that or on what we now know about some of the strange stuff from Hallis Hall, we got to get clarification on exactly what John Fox is saying about it's the nature of the beast. He says, it's not like I'm going to make changes. It appears like he meant to say, it's not like I'm not going to make changes. And we don't know what those changes are, except what's been rumored. So anything on either one of those fronts, we're going to get to some basketball stuff a little bit later on. Got a lot to do today. 312-644-6767 after the top of the hour. We are going to give away an opportunity for you and a guest to attend the Terry Bohr's final broadcast farewell party on January 5th. So keep it here. Dan Bernstein with you on The Score.
This holiday season, give your favorite Cubs fan the gift they want. Cubs gear.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Visit the official Cubs team store located downtown at 663 North Michigan Avenue today. The new store is open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sundays.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the year your house gets decluttered.
This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Most popular music. 33 years ago, 1983.
Number three.
Duran Duran, Union of the Snake.
Number two.
Hall & Oates, Say It Isn't So. The number one song this week. 33 years ago in 1983. Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Say, Say, Say.
When a hostage is taken.
Hey!
You pay, or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. Home to top sports on-demand programming, including CBS Sports Experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
Hey, it's Boomer and Carton.
Hey, this is Tim Marchman from Deadspin.
Let's pound the pavement and get some news.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you think.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating, pop culture, celebrity.
Give you that news and information.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You want to see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.